Paranormal Perception is a full-bodied apparition summoned by 22 Creations Multimedia LLC. Taking a look at the unseen world around us. A world of shadows. Unheard whispers. Restless souls. Strange creatures. I'm watching you. We'll explore these topics and more. Not for answers. It is called the unknown for a reason.
Come and find me.
By the end of this episode, you'll have a new perception on the paranormal.
I'm watching you.
Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel, Wednesday Darkling, and Raven Hawthorne.
Hello, welcome to Paranormal Perception. Today we have Doug Carnahan on with us. He's our paranormal consultant. He's in the studio with us. We're all in the studio today. We're all turning over a new leaf for our 2019 season. We're all kicking off the 2019 season today, so...
Yeah, season number two. We're only missing one, but you will hear her. Raven Hawthorne will come on and give you the tarot reading. Not for the whole year, for this week, for the first week in 2019. But the reason why Doug is here, we'll do something a little paranormal, kind of. Paranormal, and as you start a new year, you know, like you said, turning over new leaves, starting new beginnings, new dawn, new everything. So,
new hope.
Yeah, we'll talk to somebody who gives you some light, gives you a lot of hope. We'll do that in just a little bit. And you happen to be wearing one of their things there. So we'll talk to them in just a little bit. But first, Doug is here, Doug Carnahan, because later on in 2019, you'll see is out there. You guys went to the Jackson event that we had and where we kicked it all off in Lake Tahoe. We'll do it again. We'll tell you the details on that as the year goes on. But Doug, you're planning some pretty big events, so tell us all the details about those, and especially where they can get the tickets.
Okay, well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show and allowing me to actually come into the where am I at? Studio here.
Yeah,
which is pretty awesome. So
see, it's really so secret we don't even know where we blindfolded
like
him.
It's like the secret show. You know, where are you at? I don't know. So yeah, man, I'm really stoked about what's coming up in 2019. First off, we're going to hit off a really unique and should be an awesome event, the Slaughterhouse.
I was actually going to have Wednesday tell us a little bit about that. I always do because I've mentioned it a couple times. You actually knew about it before because it does have a real story. Yeah, now it's, I guess we call it a haunt attraction is what it is.
Yeah, it's like it's a real haunted place, but you can go there and they let you go on. They have like a haunted house, you know, like the kind you go to
on Halloween.
It's a fun
haunted house at a haunted location.
Yeah.
Yeah, at an actual haunted house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an actual haunted house. So now imagine going in there. You're doing an investigation. You're there with Doug Carnahan. We'll be there. We won't be doing Paranormal Perception. Our cameras will be there. We'll document the whole thing. But along with Doug Carnahan, there's some special guests there, some that you've heard here on Paranormal Perception. Who's going to be there, Doug?
Well, we're going to have J. Marie Yates is going to be joining us there.
And I'll say it here. Challenge is, how long will it take for Jay to cry?
I don't know about Jay crying. But Jay, we can do a side bet on how long it takes for him to kind of jump out of his skin a little bit.
Well, we kind of have a side bet with Mike Casey. We're going to have him bring a grasshopper. So
yeah, because that's what he's really afraid of.
Oh, really?
Jay, he's afraid of bugs. Yeah.
Oh, well, he's...
Ghosts, demons, they're okay. The bugs, he can't handle those.
See, now you learn something new every day. So
apparently, we're the prank show.
So, okay, grasshoppers, and I know he's kind of freaky about aliens, too, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but love the guy. Marie's the one that actually has a cojones in the family, and Jay knows it.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so she is a rock star as far as going after things. So it's really, fun to work with them. Dustin Perry from the old Ghost Hunters show mm-hmm. is going to be joining us. I'm really stoked about him coming on board. And, of course, you already mentioned Mike Casey.
Yeah.
Is a guest, going to be a guest investigator. And a lady that is in Arizona, and she does a lot of work with the paranormal and does tours and stuff like that. Debbie Branning is going to be there as well. So that's kind of the, you know, kind of the head honchos is going to be out there. And everybody gets going to get a chance to do a meet and greet with them. We're going to have a catered event. And then right after that, then we're going to go to the actual slaughterhouse, break up into groups, and go out there and give it our best.
Now, with not don't scare anybody away, but this one it does have a reputation of being not like extremely haunted, but you're gonna feel something out there.
Well, it's my understanding and talking to other people that's been there, plus it's been on your Ghost Adventures show and a couple other shows. Is there is some aggressive entities out there, mm-hmm. so we're gonna have to be on our tippy toes out there when we do. Investigate. Dangerous, I don't know about that, but we're going to do our best to try and track down and see what actually is going on out there.
Now, I imagine all the stuff is on, all the info is on the website, but since you're here, it's your event, you tell them. I mentioned we're going to take our cameras out there, but it's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. Can they, the attendees, are they going to be able to take video pictures when they're out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, bring your equipment, bring your cameras, bring your video equipment. It's going to be lights out, so you want to have your infrareds. If you're going to, anytime you investigate, you're going to want to have your, you know, your red light or blue light flashlights to get around. White lights we don't want. It just interferes with everything. But yeah, you should be able to get out there and get some really good EVPs. And so we're looking forward to all kinds of interesting activities out there, people bringing their equipment and stuff.
Now, you're going to break them up into groups, or is it?
Yeah, what we're going to do, we're going to be in there for 4 hours, and we're going to break it up into four equal groups, and each group has an hour in each different location that we're going to map out. So as the evening progresses, we're going to be rotating the groups throughout the different haunted locations, and they'll have a chance to get in there and get it really scoped out pretty good.
Okay. So I know they're excited about it. So I told you when you first told me about it a year ago, I said, this is going to be a big one. I've been getting a lot of responses from emails and on social media. So tell them the website where they can get info, tickets, everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, the website is pretty simple. It's slaughtercon.com. And right there you go to the slaughtercon.com. It'll give you a little breakdown of who's going to be out there as far as the investigators and the guest speakers and stuff, who's going to be, and what, there's a little history behind it. There's supposed to be some murders and hauntings from that murder and stuff that's happened at the location back in the day. And you can buy your tickets there. So we have two packages really for that. We have a VIP package, which is going to include the catered meet and greet and a local, very famous barbecue restaurant that we're going to be right down the street. You would imagine slaughterhouse barbecue pit, right? So then
you kind of don't want to, but yeah, I know what you mean.
You probably want to eat before you go, but if you're not into, you know, the meet and greet and stuff, we have just straight out investigation tickets as well. So whatever you guys want to do, we're here for to help you.
Okay, even simpler. There's going to be a new website probably by the time you're hearing this episode. And on the side, look at that. There's a banner. Just click on it. It'll take you right there. Now, the other one that you have coming up, correct me if I'm wrong. Even before I started doing Paranormal Perception, I had heard about the Virginia City Paracon. A lot of people in the paranormal community, they talk about it. It's the same way in the other show, the way on the Geek Speak Show, the way we talk about San Diego Comic-Con. I hear it mentioned like that. This is like the Comic Con for the paranormal community. It's yours. You started it,
right?
It pays to know people in high places. We'll get VIP treatment over there, like we do at Comic Con. That's why we made friends with them over there. But Is it? Do you see it as, I know it's yours, a little biased, but right. Do you see it as the biggest in the paranormal community?
You know, I see it right now as probably the biggest and most well-known Paracon west of the Mississippi, yeah. Is what I would say. And I don't have a problem saying that. This will be our ninth year. We started out in a location in Virginia City, the St. Mary's Hospital. 2 years, 3 years there at that location. We outgrew that. We moved to that location, to a larger location, which was the Fourth Ward School. Again, that's also in Virginia City. After that year, we grew out of that. So now we're located and doing the Paracon at the Delta Saloon there on the main drag, mm-hmm. of Virginia City. We haven't outgrown that one yet. But we have all our vendors. That's where we do our speaking. And then our after hours, we do their investigations, which will be the Delta Saloon, the Bonanza Saloon, which are both extremely haunted. The Mackey Mansion, which we also know is very haunted. And also the Silver Dollar, or Silver Queen, pardon me, Silver Queen Hotel. The chapel area and down below there is also where we're going to be investigating. Now, there's also a special 2-hour additional investigation that we're going to be doing for very special tickets. I haven't disclosed the area yet, but I'll just tell you, you've seen it on Ghost Adventures, and it's a different location than we'd ever been at before. So we're pretty stoked about that as well. And then also we have the Millionaires Club at the WashU on Friday night. If you guys want to do that as well, there's an investigation on Friday night before even the Paracon. So
this is all those, what is it, four days?
Well, it's break it down into a 3-dayer. You got a Friday night meet and greet investigation, and then you have the Paracon on Saturday, and then after hours investigation that goes into Sunday morning.
Yeah, so see, the way you're describing it, it sounds a lot like San Diego Comic-Con, where they have the convention center, but they also have the marina, the ballroom, the Hall H, the this, the that, all that stuff. And when you're saying, we outgrew this, we outgrew that, again, also just like San Diego Comic-Con. But however, what you're saying, you haven't outgrown this part yet, the new one, sounds like a challenge. So as the kids would say, hold my K2 meter. Watch me. We'll outgrow that one, too. So that one, again, that's happening the first weekend in May, May 3rd through 4th in Virginia City, like Doug just said. VCParacon.com is the website.
Right.
Again, simple. The new website you get for Paranormal Perception, mm-hmm. It's on there. Click on it, and it'll take you right to the landing page.
Yeah, one thing I did want to throw in there is the first time we're going to have some pretty big names. Dustin Perry is going to be there.
Yeah.
And John Zaffis, the godfather of the paranormal.
I think I heard of that guy.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there. The Yates are also going to be there. And the Perrys, Michael and Marty Perry, is going to be there. They're doing a gallery reading as well on Saturday. So it's packed full of surprises and a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, if you ever want to get to one, if you haven't been to one yet, this is a perfect time and place to do it.
Yeah, and I can say, you know, thanks again. You invited us. We will be out there. The paranormal perception, easy for me to say, show. We'll be out there doing it live again, so we'll get to meet you guys. You guys get to meet us. If you're not shy, sit down here in front of us. Wednesday, we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you. Raven will be out there, maybe. I'll speak for her again. Maybe she might do a reading or two specifically for you. And here's the best part. She charges what Wednesday's doing right now.
Smile.
Yeah. So again, all the information for both of those are on our website, and you'll hear us talk about it all year long as we go through them and we get to that. So there you go. Season number 2 of Paranormal Perception kicks off. Raven's not here, but you're about to hear her right now. She's going to do the first reading for the second season. Wednesday's here. You'll hear her every week also. Doug, you'll come on every now and then, because as you can hear, you're busy planning some big things. But when we really, because I've said it when we started last year, Wednesday does investigate, but I'm not a paranormal investigator. I do this. I talk on microphones. So I'm not even going to pretend that I'm an expert or professional investigator. But you have plenty of experience with all kinds of cases, the really scary ones, the violent ones, and even some that are just, wow, I didn't think about that in, from the paranormal side. So you have a lot more. So that's when I say he's our paranormal consultant, that's what I mean. If somebody says something that even to me, who doesn't have that much experience, sounds like, I don't know about that, I'll go to you and you'll say, no. Yeah, no. So that's what we'll be doing as the year goes on. So here it is, as promised, your first reading for the year from Raven. Here she is.
Readings with Raven Hawthorne.
Hey everyone, Raven here. How is 2019 treating you so far? Are you looking forward to the changes that I mentioned from the year ahead spread from last week? Why don't we go ahead now and see what the cards tell us is coming for this week? For the South card, I got the Ace of Cups, and what a great card this is. It's a time of love and joy for you. On this card, we see a full cup or chalice with five rays of, or beams of light. They kind of shine forth. This represents your five senses and emotion and intuition flowing from within you. The cup rises out of the water below, and this is symbolizing the awakening of your spirit. Remember, this year is one of getting in tune with that spiritual side. Water is overflowing from the cup, which shows divine love flowing through you and around you. So in a sense, you are love. This card is a reminder to let divine love flow to others around you. What you put out returns to you. This card can also be an indicator to start a project. It's a good time to express your emotions through creativity or something brand new. The Ace of Cups can also point to a new relationship on the horizon. It doesn't necessarily need to be romantic either. It can be a friendship or a partnership. It's a relationship where there's a lot of love and respect flowing. If you haven't reached this point yet, you can rest assured that it is coming to you. Expect it soon. For the situation, I got the Seven of Cups. So this card warned us last week to stay grounded. And she brings again a reminder as well, staying grounded. But the Seven of Cups also brings with it this week new opportunities. There are many, many to choose from. Many things are going to become available to you. And this makes sense with the Ace of Cups, because we want to start something new, you know, and the creative juices are flowing. There's so many things that we want to start and try. The Seven of Cups just tells us to make sure that we base our ideas and decisions in reality. In a sense, again, let's make sure we stay grounded. The final card is the Challenge card, and for that I got the World. Overall, this card actually is really positive. It signifies new stages, ending one way and beginning another. On the card, a woman passes through what looks like a giant wreath, kind of floating in the sky. And if we look at the card, there are four corners of the card, and in each corner is an element. And it's representing the element's protection and blessing and power kind of passing with through her onto her next beginning. With this card really as a challenge, it's just kind of showing that we need to pause as we're starting a new moment or a new phase in life, that we need to pause before we do and kind of look back on everything that we have learned so far. This might be something major that's starting new, so it could be a career switch, a promotion, new relationship like we talked about, but it could also be on the spiritual level. What this is really asking you is that we make sure that we take the lessons that we've learned into account so we don't make the same mistake twice. Sometimes we're so impatient to start something. We want to just go ahead and go through with it right away without even thinking. We kind of want to jump ahead or take a shortcut. And that sometimes can end up being the long way around, as we probably have learned from the past. As Pippin the Hobbit once said, shortcuts make long delays. So let's make sure that we take a moment and pause before we start something new to make sure we have our plan set in place. overall, this reading is really positive. Again, the challenge card is just more of a reminder. So it's not even really necessarily a challenge. It's preventing something that could be happening. Great things coming for this week. Great things coming for 2019. Love and light to you guys. I hope you have a fantastic week.
That's this week's reading. Follow Raven Hawthorne at Ravens and Ghosts. At Ravens underscore and underscore ghosts. Paranormal Perception continues.
And here we go. We did the first reading of the year on the first episode of the year and our first guest of the year. It's actually on our not on the Paranormal Perception one, but not on our Vimeo, but on our YouTube channel for the other show that we do on thegeekspeakshow.com. We did an interview. Well, you did an interview.
Sure did.
With our next guest, Into the Light Healing. They were at the Old Norse Yule gathering in Sacramento. It was actually your first one, your first on-camera thing that you ever did.
I'm wearing my crystal that I got from Kara right here.
Yeah, well, you got to describe it because they can't see it.
It's adorable. It's a labradorite crystal, and it's wrapped in wire, and it's very pretty. It's my favorite thing to wear.
Yes, we'll tell you. I can almost hear you guys. How do I get one? We'll tell you how to get one in just a little bit. But first, let's welcome him to the show. Both of you guys, George and Kara from Into the Light Healing. Welcome to Paranormal Perception.
Well. You know what? I can't believe this. It's an honor to be here to see you folks, and I'm going to enjoy this. You know, I'm a little under the weather, but I'm going to take everything I got, all the energy and all the stuff I have, to just give it to you today as best as I possibly can.
Excellent. Well,
yeah, we appreciate that. I think everybody, I'm fighting something. Yeah, you're okay, but
no. No, I had a sore throat this morning.
Oh, that's exactly what I have.
Yeah, well, I have more than a sore throat, so I'll share with you.
Oh, no, don't share your germs.
So let's start with your stories. How did all this get your interest in paranormal? How did you find your gifts, your abilities, all that? How did all this start for you guys?
Well, I feel it was started when I was a child. I mean, we can go back and back. When I was probably about before 8 years old, right around seven, I guess. And you know, I came from a family of a bunch of my grandmother used to read tea urns and you know stuff that we. That I had to deal with when I was a child. But when I really, really, really got into it was when I ended up having cancer about 18 years ago. And after having cancer, and they actually said that I had like 6 months to really know if I was going to live or die, that's when I started doing like, what the heck's after we leave here? You know, I was really afraid of dying, and I was afraid of not knowing what the heck was going on. So during that 6 months when I thought that, you know, I wasn't going to be here most likely, I started just opening my mind up. I mean, after having cancer and going through radiation, I started feeling stuff. I started seeing things. I started hearing things. And I was like ignoring it because I was like, I thought I was going crazy, you know, during that time. And it all started coming together. I mean, I just started connecting with things that I didn't know anything about and I couldn't share with anybody but Kara. And it started for me back then, and that's when it really opened up about 18 years ago, where I, you know, during the time of radiation.
And how did the paranormal investigations become part of your life? Like, how did that get started?
Go ahead.
That was because of me.
Yes.
So I saw my first full-body apparition when I was about 10 years old, back in Kansas in my great-grandmother's farmhouse. So I've always believed in spirits, and I was always into, you know, all of the ghost shows, and George thought I was crazy. And then I had a really good friend who, she had a spirit at her place of business. And so she would investigate all the time, and she had all the equipment. So she took me out investigating, and that kind of got me into the investigating aspect. Then we had some crazy activity in our own home, and that went on for a few years. And so that really got us a lot more into it, and that's when George really opened up, and he kind of accepted his abilities, and so ever since then, that's been about, what, 7 years ago, we really, we learned how to help the spirits that were in our own home. And so we kind of took that, and now we go out and help others. And, you know, we do a lot of historical places, and we do a few residential, but not that many. But, you know, we like to use our abilities now to help others.
So, George, you started coming into your abilities, you said 18 years ago, but it took you quite a while for you to start using them for paranormal investigations, it sounds like.
That's exactly it. Going back, I mean, I came from, or still am, with the, I'm Catholic, and it's something that's just not talked about with family. And when it started coming a part of my life was when, about 18 years ago, I started just, you know, things started happening, and I ignored it, and I ignored it, and I ignored it. And I really didn't believe in a lot of the stuff. I was like, this is just got to be something that's just, there must be an explanation for it. And it just, with Kara, where she started digging and watching these shows and stuff, and I still didn't believe in it. You know, I really thought I had an excuse for everything, because I was always a critic. I was to be like, oh, it must be the wind, or I must be going crazy, or it must be these voices in my mind, I must be making them up. But then I just started, I grabbed a hold of it. And I, you know what, I haven't looked back. I do think when it comes to paranormal, any type of investigation or paranormal activity or anything in paranormal, you got to have a positive attitude. You know, you really do. You got to stick with positivity. I run that every day. And I know I can talk a lot, and I do apologize. But, you know, it's just, you know, you just got to be positive. And anything can happen to anybody. I think we're all born. I don't like using the word gifts. I think gifts is definitely the wrong word, but it is called abilities. I think we're all born with abilities. It's like when you're a child or such, and you see a shadow to your right, and you're like, you ignore it. Like, oh, I think I just saw something. I think anybody on the street, you know, I think anybody and everybody has abilities. You just got to take a moment to understand what you just saw and accept what you just saw and work with it and see what happens and see how far you can take it.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, a lot of us have been, you know, trained over the years to just sort of ignore those little things we see out of the corner of our eyes. And it takes, you know, being mindful of it to really come into your psychic power. And it sounds like, you know, you really started to recognize that. And that's what being a paranormal investigator is all about, you know?
I do feel that, you know, I'm at it at an advantage over a handful of people. And the reason I say that is only because I do feel to this day, because I went through radiation and I had seizures, I really do to this day, I think it gave me an open door to some things that people won't really understand. I what I'm trying to say is, like, I have people out there, like, you can always say, oh, I heard something, I felt something, I talked to this person, which is not here. I see a child, and you know, the only person that's you it's fun, people can say, well, you're making that up. And it's sad, because you know what, I do feel that, you know, I do feel that the advantage I have is because I went through the radiation and the seizures, I think opened up a welcome mat. I really do. Something like that. It's really hard to explain, but I do feel that I do have that advantage for me, that I'm able to connect with the paranormal.
Yeah. And I've heard other people describe they've gone through some sort of significant medical experience, and then they've come into some sort of heightened psychic power.
Yeah, well, God, it's bizarre. I wish I could run like Flash and swim like Aquaman. I know, I would take that a lot better. But you know, if it wasn't for what we do now, because without Kara, there's no way this would work. I mean, it's a full circle. I think that we bring love to the paranormal. We bring, you know, I do feel that the paranormal, and when it comes to spirits, I do feel if you treat them with respect, you're going to get respect back. And I do feel that each house that we've been in, we've moved in the last year and a half to this home now. I don't know if we have paranormal here or not, but I do feel that we're being followed. And I do believe it's because of the love and respect that we have. And I do feel that, you know what, just like the humans, you know, wouldn't you rather hang out with people that are positive and that people are loving and nice and kind than be with people that are evil and dark and just filled with negativity? I mean, anybody that you probably hang out with, I'm sure that you would rather hang out with positive than negative. And I do feel the paranormal is smarter than we give them credit for. I really do.
Well, yeah, they have, you know, an enhanced view on things, I think. They can see farther.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
So, Kara, you describe yourself as a light worker. Can you explain what that is for our listeners who might not know?
So, it's a light worker is, I mean, to me, it's someone who works with the light. I work with positivity, and I can clear like negative energy, and I can help spirits move on and cross over. You know, so to me, that's what a light worker is you work with the light, with my work, with my spirit guides and angels, to help others.
And can you tell me, how you guys met and how you created Into the Light Healing?
So we met when I was 18 years old. We actually had gone to high school together, but I actually met George when I was 18 at an 18 and over nightclub, and we have been together ever since. We actually, it was just the 31st anniversary of the day we started dating, right after Christmas.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So we've been together for a long time. We've been through anything and everything you can imagine. So I feel that that actually helps us, because we have faced a lot of, you know, a lot of things, like, you know, of course, with George's cancer scare, we've, you know, had a lot of financial trouble. We've been through a lot of things that would probably break most couples up, but we actually are stronger because of it. And I think that helps us with, you know, with helping the spirits, because they can see that we actually are, I feel like we're stronger as a team than we are separate.
But you know, not just spirits though. I have to interject here real quick is, you know, even with so-called Facebook, I do feel that, you know, there's a lot of people that have, we all have headaches every day. We have children, we have two girls, we've been through it all. I mean, we have been through everything during, you know, my, again, back to cancer and stuff like that real quick is, you know, financially wise, we had to file bankruptcy at the time because I didn't work for 3 years. I was out of work because of financial problems. So we understand when people, we read stuff on, let's say, Facebook or whatever, we see people struggling, and, you know, we make sure we reach out every day to people. Tara pulls her cards, and I reach out with positive, videos or whatever, because I want people to understand, look, we have been through it all. We really have. And we're here to help you. And we're here to be your so-called Facebook friend. But we're also here to listen, because we have been through it all. And we have survived the worst tornadoes, the worst earthquakes, the worst tidal waves. And we're still here. So that just means if we can beat it, anybody can beat it. But you have to have the right mindset. And that we bring that into paranormal. We bring that outside our front door every single day when we ground ourselves.
Yeah, I follow Into the Light on Instagram, and I enjoy the card pulls that I see from you guys.
Well, thank you. So on that note, so how did Into Light paranormal / healing come to light? So we had, you know, when I finally, you know, got George into investigating with me, we decided, you know, I went on Meetup and I found a group, and, you know, we went on a couple investigations and got invited to be part of a team. And that didn't work out for us. So, you know, we decided to go on it alone. And, you know, we thought of the name Into the Light because, you know, that's what we want to help troubled spirits that are, you know, earthbound, to be able to move on into the light. So that's how that name came about. And so we've been kind of just, you know, a duo. We did, you know, go with another team for a little while and did some investigations in Jackson and some other places. And we just find that it being it together, just the two of us, it's a lot better, because unfortunately in the paranormal community, there is a lot of jealousy, a lot of negativity, and we just feel that takes away from the reason that we do what we do. So we just, you know, do this ourselves. And then that way we can pick and choose who we work with, because we are very selective of who we will work with, because we want like-minded people. And we don't want any negativity, because I feel that if you go into an investigation negative, that's what exactly what you're going to attract. You're going to attract those negative entities. And we don't want to, you know, have anything to do with the negative entities. We just want to stay with the positive and be able to help people. So that's why we just kind of do things on our own now. And it's 2018 was a struggle for us. We had a lot of ups and downs. You know, the first 4 months were fantastic. George was on Ghost Adventures, and then it kind of went downhill from there. A lot of people, you know, that we thought were friends, we found out weren't. And, you know, we've just kind of been learning how to grow thick skin. And 2019 is looking to be a really good year. So we're going to just continue on our journey. And if people like us, they like us. If they don't, they don't. You know, that's not our problem.
You know, she said the magic word. You know, I love this word, journey. You know, we all have our separate journeys in paranormal in life. And, you know, I think everybody in paranormal, you know, I think it's lost its touch, as in, you know, when we first started this, and I know you didn't ask this question, but I got to throw this out there. But when we first started, you know, when we found an orb, we'd be excited. We're ready to call it a holiday, you know, over an orb. And, you know, and it's like, you know, it could be dust, it could be a bug, but damn it, it was an orb to us. And you know what? I've noticed that, you know, even us, you grow and your journey becomes a lot more selective, I guess. And our journey now is just a journey where there's less drama, there's less competition, there's less everything when it comes to just having a duo with just her and I. We would love to work with other people, but I think I just want to make sure that people know, you know, it's a matter of, we all have our different ways of doing things. And you know what? Nobody's right and nobody's wrong. We just got to respect the paranormal. And we run into a few people that, you know, we just, if I may real quick, it's just, you know, you got to be respectable towards the paranormal. You know, my grandmother's on the other side of the veil. You know, I have family members on the other side of the veil. People that don't know, they're on the side of the veil. And either way, I think every single one of them needs to be treated with the highest respect, because one day we'll be on the other side of that veil. And I surely want someone to treat me with respect on the other side of the veil.
Yeah, that's one thing I always tell people, is you have to treat them with respect. Otherwise, you are not going to have a good time.
No. You won't. I've been, you know, I've had too many attachments, I think. Yeah, well, that's a different matter. I apologize.
No, but I was about to say that. I was going to steal it from you. You said that a couple of episodes last year, and I like how Wednesday said that, because you don't hear that a lot. Like George Bush said, you don't hear that a lot from investigators, whether they're on television or they just do it for a living. You don't hear the R word, respect.
Right.
Like what Wednesday said, when you talk to the spirits, talk to them the way you would talk to another person, because that's what they were before. So
absolutely.
I mean, if you're like that in real life, where you go up to, you know, order food or whatever, hey, give me my food now, then okay, right. That's another issue you got to deal with. But that's the main thing, respect. Going on that, though, with you guys, whether from the very, very beginning of your journey or even something recently, to you guys, what's been one or two of the most memorable investigations you guys have ever been on?
I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. All right, the one that really sticks in my mind is Jackson, California. I hate to throw that out there. Jackson, California was one of my first ones where I was actually attacked, and it was something that I can go back to that location and I will probably end up crying like a big giant baby, because it's so emotional for me. I don't mind. I cry over everything. That's just a sensitive person I am, but. You know, that moment at Jackson was really strong for me. And to this day, where I went back to do an episode with what's the name of that place? Ghost Adventures. Yeah, it was very emotional for me. And I was actually very, you know what, I was teased for a while, because I was like, oh, blah, 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 you cried. I'm like, you know, that's good. Like, that's about being, you know, being sensitive. The second place would probably be, which is right down the street, is in Jackson. It's going to be the jailhouse. It's the Amador Courthouse and Jail in Jackson, California. That place is like, I've said this before, and someone told me not to say this, but I'm going to say it. Jackson, California is like this big giant onion. There's so many layers in Jackson, California. You keep on peeling back, peeling back, peeling back. You're going to find something there. It doesn't matter if you go to a Chevron gas station, stay long enough, you're going to get an EVP. It's loaded. So those are my two locations. How about you, Karen?
Well, I think the Amador County Courthouse and Jail as well. I mean, we've been there five times, and three out of those five times, George was physically attacked in this very same jail cell.
Yeah.
He wasn't being negative or anything. There's just some, I feel that, it was a jail, and George was a prison guard in a past life. So I feel that has something to do with it. And when he was in that jail cell, and each time he was in there, there were multiple people around. The first time he got scratched across the stomach after doing the EVP session, and it started to bleed. The second time he was, there were three of us in the jail cell, and I was on one side, and there was another gentleman on the other side. We were doing the EVP session, and he got scratched underneath the arm, and that also started to bleed. And then the third time, it actually happened on Facebook Live. We were with Michelle LeBaron, and he actually got an attachment, and he was not himself.
Yeah, that was pretty scary. And that's actually on our Facebook thing.
Yeah, where... and he actually got this one wasn't really a scratch; it was more like a welt, but it was like it was like two marks.
It was two marks, but it felt
across
like...
his tattoo on his chest, and they welted up. That was scary. But yeah, all in the very same jail cell. So
I don't like that place. I really don't. So
those to me were the most memorable. So we talk a lot too about, you know, making sure you're grounded before you go into the investigations, because George wasn't really into grounding at that time. And, I feel that is a huge reason why this happened to him. He wasn't doing anything provoking or negative. He was just in there, and they didn't like him.
What was really cool though about interject really quick, we were investigating with a young lady. Her name is Faye Navarro, I think it is.
Yes.
And she was on her own little EVP. She had her own session going on. And what was really cool now, not then, but now, is when we went back and did research on the evidence, there was actually an EVP on her recording saying knife. And that was right after where I was attacked and scratched on the belly, right?
No, on your arm.
On my arm, sorry. And it said knife. So that gave us validation that whatever it was, or still there, it's still there because it's still there. We do feel that it was that spirit that said knife that probably attacked me that one day.
Yeah, so definitely. I mean, you had some experiences when we were at Jackson.
Yeah, also. Jackson's pretty intense, man. I didn't get attacked. Everybody else got attacked, but not me.
Where were you at in Jackson, if I can ask you?
I went to all three locations when we went to Jackson. So I went to the cemetery and we saw some shadow figures. Then we didn't have, there was like a band playing when we went to the hotel, the Hotel Leger.
The Leger.
And we didn't have very much happening there. I mean, there was a spirit that was making me like a little queasy, but that was about it. And apparently I was the only one in the room that was feeling sick. So I guess that I got a little bit attacked, but that was about it. And then we went to the hotel, and that is when things, or not the hotel, we went to the courthouse, and that's when things got really crazy. Everybody else was getting scratched and pushed. One of my friends got choked. It was nuts. But nothing happened to me.
This is no joke.
No, that place is not. As soon as you walk in, it's like Karen just said, it's definitely not a joke in there. It's you know what? But this is what we do. We all do. All four of us right now, and the people who will be listening. This is what we do. You kind of want to be. You don't want to be hurt, but you know, you kind of you're taking a chance by being attacked, and by you going to that jailhouse. I mean, that's something that you knew. I bet you. I assume that you knew something may happen there, and it did. Yeah. I'm sure it was a rush at the time.
Oh yeah.
You know. And it gives us validation that, you know, it gives us all validation that there is something after we leave this side of the veil, or leave this spot, we go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's kind of a, you know, that's kind of like a situation where, you know, like I would like to work with people that, you know, that are, you know, they give so many months to live in cancer and stuff. And, you know, there's people really afraid of dying. But if you can give them that validation that there is something afterwards, it might make it easier for the person to let go and just say, look, there is something afterwards, and make their death, if I can say it, be more at ease.
All right. So we really enjoyed talking with you today. Where can people find you on social media? Are you going to be anywhere? Where can we find you?
So on social media, we are on Instagram. Our Instagram name is intothelight_CA. And then we do also have a Facebook page, which is intothelight_CA. And then we both, of course, have our own personal Facebook pages, George Shoplin and Kara Shoplin. And then I also have my Etsy shop where I sell my jewelry, which is Into the Light Healing. So that is where you can find us.
And I can personally vouch for her jewelry. It's amazing.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, for everybody else, I mean, to make it easy for you guys, like always, we'll put a link on the show description. You guys can click on there, go to find everything on there. So again, it's George and Kara from Into the Light Healing. Both of you guys, thanks a lot for coming on. I'm pretty sure it's not the last time we talk to you, and we'll probably meet up at some of the events. And hopefully, sometime this year, we might even get to go on an investigation.
Yeah,
awesome. Would be amazing. I would love that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and we will talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Follow Paranormal Perception on Twitter at ParaPerceptShow and on Instagram at Paranormal Perception, and watch our videos on Vimeo.com/ParanormalPerception. Paranormal Perception. Paranormal Perception was conjured by the Audio Wizards at 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.